Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph of Maseches Shabbos. We're holding on Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph, and we are at Virav Karabi Yehuda Svirelei. So the Gemara is about to ask the Gemara on what we just said before, that Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda. So says the Gemara, Virav Karabi Yehuda Svirelei. Does Rav really hold like Rabbi Yehuda? Vabo minei de Rav, but the Talmidim once asked Rav, Mal l'taltu l'shraga d'chanukosa mikami chavre b'shabata. Are you allowed, it would be metaltel in Er Chanukah that has extinguished, and to move it from the chatzar into the house? Because remember, they used to leave the Ner Chanukah out in the chatzar. They would light al pesach habayis mibachutzar, al pesach chatzar, and you want to bring it back into the house, and you don't want people to know that you had lit a ner in that chatzer, because it used to be that the goyim were very makbid, that we shouldn't be madlik, so now you want to bring it back into the house, and it's Shabbos. V'amaluhu and Rav Paskin, shapir dami, that you're allowed to do it. If Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda, how are you allowed to be metaltel in ner Chanukah after it's extinguished? Rabbi Yehuda holds you're not allowed to be metaltel in ner that was lit when Shabbos began. So the Gemara says, no, really, Rav does hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Shasat chak, shiny, but at the time of Sakana, so even though Rav Paskin's like Rabbi Yehuda, he's going to be makel like Rabbi Shimon, not to aser something that was aser b'knisas haShabbos when Shabbos began, and therefore when there's a time of sakana, because there were gzeros against the Jewish people not to have candles lit in this chatzer, that would be considered a shas al chak to get the evidence away, to move the ner Chanukah inside, to move at least the menorah inside. So Gemara brings a raya that heter is only for a shas al chak. To ha'amr le Rav Kahana Rav Ashi l'Rav, because Rav Kahana Rav Ashi said to Rav about being metaltel, about him being matir, being metaltel ner Chanukah, hachi hilchasa, is that really the halacha that you're allowed to really move a candle that was lit when Shabbos started but is now extinguished? Amlu kedaihu Reb Shimon lismuch alav b'shas hadchak. And his response was, no, that's not really the halacha. It's just that you're allowed to rely on Rabbi Shimon b'shas hadchak. Now Reish Lakish is not sure whether Rabbi Shimon would hold that there's no muktza even when you are docha something biadayim, even when you specifically undesignate something for Shabbos. So b'amin Reish Lakish mei Rabbi Yochanan chitim shazra'an bekarka. What if you plant weed in the ground, but they have not yet taken root? Ubeitzim shatachas tarnagolas, or you have eggs that were placed under a tarnagolas. Mahu, does Rabbi Shimon hold even that is mutter to move on Shabbos and to eat them on Shabbos? Ki las le Rabbi Shimon muktza, when Rabbi Shimon rejects the notion of muktza, hecha delodachya biyadayim, that's maybe only when it's something on Erev Shabbos that you were not docha biyadayim, that you did not actively reject from use on Shabbos. But hecha delodachya biyadayim, but when an Erev Shabbos, you did a maisa biyadayim to push it away from being used on Shabbos, like planting the weed in the ground, then islay muksa, maybe Rabbi Shimon holds of muksa, or maybe Rabbi Shimon just has this overwhelmingly lenient view about muksa, and even when you're docha biyadayim, he would hold that it's not a problem of muksa. So Rabbi Yochanan answers, amr lei, in ein muksa the Rabbi Shimon, that Rabbi Shimon does not hold of muksa at all, even something that you're docha biyadayim, except for the oil in the candle at the time that it is lit, that's going to be asur on account of muktzah, even according to Rabbi Shimon. Since it is already designated for the mitzvah of hadlakas ner Shabbos, and you're not allowed to get hana'ah from it for anything else, so it is therefore huktzah li'isuro as well. It's asur since it's asur to extinguish it on Shabbos, so it becomes muktzah from the, in that regard as well. So the Gemara asks in Rabbi Yochanan, is that true that Rabbi Shimon does not hold that there's something called that something is just huktzah l'mitzvaso, even though it's not muktzah li'isuro? V'atanya, but we have a brisa maseches sukkah, sikcha kihilchasa, v'itra b'kramim v'sadina matziyarin v'talaba, it goes in a parsik and shkedim v'rimonim v'aparchile shalanav v'ator shal shibolim yenosh shmanim slasos. Also, the stakimen on matziyam tava'achron, that if a person built a sukkah when he put up proper schach, and then he put up all sorts of decorations and fruits that are used as decorations and garments and whatever that they would hang as decorations, you're not allowed to get hanah from them until matzah yom tov ha'achron. But vim hisna lein, if you made a tanai on erev yom tov that you plan on eating these fruits whenever you're hungry over the course of yom tov, hakal lefi tano, then we follow the tanai. Now these things are muktzah machmas mitzvah because they're hung in the sukkah, the tzorech, the mitzvah of Nai Sukkah, but there is no Muktzah Machmas Isser, because in Chol HaMoed there's no Isser to remove them from the Sukkah. So even to remove the Sukkah entirely, you're allowed, even to take down a Sukkah entirely is Mutar in Chol HaMoed. So if Rabbi Shimon holds that Rabbi Shimon only asks for something that's Huktzah, both l'isser and l'mitzvah, so then he should have been matir in the case of the sukkah decorations, because it was only hooked to l'mitzvah so, and not hooked to l'isura. So the Gemara proves that Rabbi Shimon is the one that taught this brisa. Umi ma'id Rabbi Shimon hi, how do I know that this brisa in fact is supposed to reflect the sheet of Rabbi Shimon? Meaning we're using this brisa to ask on Rabbi Yochanan's understanding of Rabbi Shimon, so then this brisa better be Rabbi Shimon, otherwise it's not a good kasha at all. So how do I know it's Rabbi Shimon? D'tani Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef, kamed Rabbi Yochanan, ein noten etzim min ha-sukkah b'yom tov. You're not allowed to take wood off of a sukkah on Yom Tov, and any of the Yom Tovim, even if the sukkah fell down on its own, because where you're not in violation of being soser and ohel, ela min ha-samachla, except for the bundles of wood that are not part of the actual binyan of the sukkah, they're just leaning on the walls of the sukkah. Rabbi Shimon matir, Rabbi Shimon allows taking pieces of wood off of the actual hut itself, because he holds there's no Isser of Tiltul Muktzah. But Vishavin, but both the Tanakam and Rav Shimon agree that Besukah Sachag B'chag Shiasura, that if the sukkah we're talking about is not just any old hut, but it is the sukkah that you're using for the mitzvah of sukkah on Sukkot, and it's during the 7 days of Sukkot, even if the sukkah fell down, it's going to be Asur to take that wood, because that is Huktzah L'mitzvah so. V'im Hisna Leha Kalafi Tano, but if you made it Tanai, then everything follows the Tanai. So from the fact that the Brisa says that Rabbi Shimon is Moda by a sukkah on Sukkot, on the Yom Tov Sukkot, so you're not allowed to use the wood from it, even if it falls down, it sounds like Rabbi Shimon asks something that's hooked to the mitzvaso, even if it was not hooked to the Isuro. So why does Rabbi Yochanan claim that Rabbi Shimon only asks Shemen Shabiner, which is hooked to both the mitzvaso and the Isuro? So the Gemara now backtracks on what it said, that according to Rabbi Shimon, there's no Isur Muktzah unless it's both the mitzvaso Uli Isuru. Really, Rabbi Shimon Aser is even something that's only Huktza limits Vaso, even if it's not Huktza li Isuru. That which Rabbi Yochanan says, that according to Rabbi Shimon, there's the only Isur is Shemin Shabiner, since it's both Huktza li Mitzvaso and li Isuru, it doesn't mean that in order to make something Aser, you need it to be Mamish like a Ner, that it's Huktza for both Mitzvaso and Isuru. No, it means Ke'ein Shemin Shabiner. We mean to say something that's Huktza l'mitzvaso, like Shemen Shabiner. That's what Rabbi Yochanan is saying within Rabbi Shimon, that there's going to be an Isser Muktza. When he says, hold, that it's Huktza l'mitzvaso and Huktza l'isuro, he's just trying to tell us about this man of the Isser Muktza, that hold of Huktza l'mitzvaso, since the Shemen Shabiner is Huktza l'mitzvaso for the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos, therefore it's Huktza l'isuro. So it's only Huktza l'isuro, only for this man that the Ner is Aser B'kivoy, because in Ner Shal Shabbos, when the Zman of the Isser is over, meaning when the Ner is extinguished, so the Mitzvah is over as well. So with that Kiboy, with that extinguishing of the Ner, the whole Kiyuma Mitzvah is gone, and therefore you're allowed to be Metaltalit. So that's all Hukta Li Suro is coming to tell me, what the Zman of the Isser of Muktza is going to be. But when it comes to Sukkot, on the Yom Tov of Sukkot, where you're Maktza, the Eitzim, and the decorations for the entire Yontif, so because the Mitzvah is Nimshach for the entire Yontif, Rabbi Shimon is Mota, that even in Chol HaMoed, the Zman of the Isser may be gone, because you could be so sad the Sukkah in Chol HaMoed, you could take it down in Chol HaMoed, but nevertheless, nevertheless, it remains Aser throughout the entire Yontif, because it's still considered within the Zman Mitzvah. And the riot to this is, it marnami, who said in the Beis Medrash, that Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ein Muktzah Rabbi Shimon, Ela Ke'ein Shemen Shabiner, B'Shah Shu Dolik, Hol V'Huksim L'Tzvaso, Huktzah Li'Isuro, that it's Ke'ein Shemen Shabiner. As the Gemara explains, what's the case of Peros that become Muktzah according to Rabbi Shimon? Amar Rabbi Yomar Shmuel, Ein Muktzah Rabbi Shimon, Ela Grogro peiros v'tzimukim bilvad. The only time peiros can become mukso, according to Rabbi Shimon, is if you're drying fruits, you're drying figs or grapes that are meant to be dried. So normally you would slice them a little bit and put them on the rooftop to dry, and a short time later they become inedible. They're not roi lachila at all until they become totally dried, and once they're totally dried, they become roi lachila again. But during that in between period of time where they're inedible, that's when they're muktza. Says the Gemara, midi achrin lo, are other types of peros that do not get ruined after you put them on the roof, are they not usher when you bring them up to the roof to dry? Vatanya haya ochel b'te'inim v'hosir, if a person was eating figs and he had some extras, v'helon l'gag lasos mein grogros, and he brought them up to the roof to make dried figs out of them, ba'anovim v'hosir, he was eating grapes and he had some extras, v'helon l'gag lasos mein simukin, and brought them up to the roof in order to make raisins out of them, lo yochal ad sheyazmin, you should not eat from them on Shabbos unless you had a machshava on Erev Shabbos to eat from them on Shabbos. V'chein ha'tomer b'parsokin v'chavushin u'bishar kol minei peros. And the same is true by other types of fruits that you bring to the roof to dry, that even though they're not nifsal me'achila when they're on the roof, nevertheless, since you brought them to the roof to dry, we assume that you're mesiach das from eating them until they're dried, and therefore you're not allowed to take from them on Shabbos. So the Gemara tries to prove that this brisa is within the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. Money, who's the author of the brisa? Elim, Rabbi Yehuda. If it's going like Rabbi Yehuda, so that can't be, because ma hecha de lo dachi b'yadayim isle mukza hecha dachi b'dayim lo kol shkein. If a case where you didn't actively do anything, something is going to be mukza. When you were definitely dochi b'yadayim, of course there's going to be an isra of mukza. So if Rabbi Yehuda is one that taught this brisa, why does he only talk about if you put something on the roof, which is dichu b'yadayim, according to the shitas Rabbi Yehuda, even if you put them in a storage facility, they're going to be aser. Elav Rabbi Shimon, it must be that the Brisa is following Rabbi Shimon, and it says beferush that even peros that do not get ruined and inedible while on the roof nevertheless become mukza. So that's a kashan Shmuel who said that Rabbi Shimon only holds a mukza by grogros etzimukim, which become inedible during the time that they're drying. So Gemara answers the Olam Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe the Brisa really follows Rabbi Yehuda, and it's true. Even if you were to put them into an otsar, they would be aser. Why then does it talk about putting it on the roof? Va'ochel itzrichalei. The reason that it's telling me a chiddush when it says that the person was in the middle of eating, that even when he brought him up to the roof, he was continuously eating from them, nevertheless they become muktzah. I might have thought that since he's continuously eating the peros, so you see that he plans on keeping on eating them, and therefore loli baya hazmana, that even when he brings them up to the roof, they're not going to require hazmana, they're going to be mutter whenever he wants them. Kamash milan, that's why he comes to tell us, kiven dahlin lagag, asuche asach ledaiti minahu, that since you did bring them up to the roof, he's having a complete hesach hadas from them, and they need hazmana in order to eat them. But to put them into an otsar, if before he puts them, he continues to eat from them, then Rabbi Yehuda would hold, that would not be mukza. But Rabbi Shimon disagrees with this entire brisa of Rabbi Yehuda, and he would only answer those peros that become ruined in the process. So, boy minei Rabbi Shimon bar Rebbe me Rebbe. Rabbi Shimon bar Rebbe asked his father, he asked Rebbe the following. Patzilei tamara, dates that are not fully ripened on the tree, that will never fully ripen on the tree, and you pick them and you put them in baskets that are made from like lulav branches, and that's where they become ripened on their own. So, but while they're still ripening, they're not roi la'achila unless you're really hungry, because they're not really very good. So the Rabbi Shimon mahu, according to Rabbi Shimon, what would the halacha be? Is it aser to eat them since right now they're not really so ra'ui la'achila and they become aser like grogros and simukim? Or do we say that since you are not doche b'yadayim, because putting them in baskets does not ruin them, you're not mesiach das from them and you're allowed to eat them? So Amalei, so Rabbi said to Rabbi Shimon, ein muksa to Rabbi Shimon el grogros v'tzimukim bilvad, that the only types of muksa according to Rabbi Shimon is if there are two reasons to aser them, that you are doche them b'yadayim, and that they're currently not roi l'achila. Patzilei tamara are not nidche b'yadayim, so even though they're not roi l'achila, they are not going to be muksa. Now, from the fact that Rabbi Shimon Rebbe asked his father Rebbe what the sheet of Rabbi Shimon is, by Patzilei Tamara, the Gemara assumes that Rabbi Shimon Rebbe must have heard from his father that Rabbi Shimon Shita about Mukta. So says Gemara, if Rebbe less lay Mukta, does Rebbe really reject the notion of Mukta like Rabbi Shimon? Vatnan ein mashkin v'shochtin esamid barios av mashkin v'shochtin esabayasos. On Yontif, you're not supposed to give water to animals to drink, the animals that are out in the midbar, because you're Masiach Das from the Maner of Yom Tov, but you're allowed to give, meaning to give water to drink and then shech them, because then the skinning happens easier, but you're allowed to be Mashka Vishochet, the domesticated animals, the animals that are around the house, because in Erev Yom Tov, you obviously planned on eating them. Vitanya. And the Braisa lists off Eluhin Midbarios. The following are the animals that are considered to be Midbarios. Kol she yotzos bepesach v'nichnasos b'revia. Anything that goes out out of the Yeshuv on Pesach, and it stays there throughout the entire summer, and it only comes back in Chodesh Cheshvan when the rains start. So that's Midbarios. By Yasos, kol she yotzos v'roz chutzot chum u'boz v'lanos b'tochat chum. By Yasos are the ones that go out each day, but they come back each night. Rabbi Omer, Eilu ve'Eilu Bayasos hein. No, both of those categories we just mentioned are Bayasos. Ve'Eilu hein Midbarios. Midbarios are called Sharos by Efer. Ve'ein Nechnasos Yishuv lo b'masacham lo b'masach shamim. Things that never come into the Yishuv. So this is the Gemara's Kasha. So you see that Rabbi holds that there is an Isser of Muksa. So how can you tell me that Rabbi holds like Rabbi Shimon that there's no Isser of Muksa? Meaning, after all, if Rabbi Shimon Barevi is asking Rebbe about Rabbi Shimon's Shita, it must be that Rebbe holds like Rabbi Shimon. So says Gemara, a number of answers. Number one, Iba Yoseima, Hani Nami, Kigrogos, Etzimukudamian. These midbarios, since you are docha them biadayim, you send them to graze in the Efer, and there's a big tircha to bring them back in, they're considered like Grogros Etzimukin, where even Rabbi Shimon is moda that they are muksa. The Iba Yoseima, or you could say that Rabbi Shimon Barevi, who asked Rebbe what Rabbi Shimon would hold about Patzilei Tamara, it's not because he holds that way. L'dvar of Rabbi Shimon Karmelai. He was just trying to get clarity of what Rabbi Shimon's Shita is. But V'leilo Sfirulei, he doesn't hold that way. Or a third possibility, V'i Bayaseima, when it says in the Braisa that even Rabbi Aser Shechting Midbarios, that's not that he holds that way. L'divreim D'Rabbanan Karmelu. He was saying within the Shita of the Rabbanan. L'didi Lasli Muksa Klau. L'shita Si, there's no Isra Muksa at all, because I hold that Rabbi Shimon, and therefore even the Midbarios are Shechter on Yom Tov. But lidid hu odu limias, but according to you, that there is an issur of mukza, at least be moded to me, dehechad yosuf pesach b'nechasos b'reviya, the bayasos ninhu, that the definition of what's called bayasos is that if they go out during the summertime but they're back in the wintertime, that's called bayasos. V'rabban amalei lo midbarios ninhu, and the Rabban would respond, we disagree, we think that that's called midbarios. Okay, we'll stop there, and Beis Hashem will pick up with Amar Rabba Bar Bachanan Rabbi Yochanan next time.